something really jingling.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun we had the time we gave Angel a little kiss on the cheek. Yay!
Okay, so I think we can anybody give us a thumbs up if your hands aren't too busy?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's see whether we're actually online and we're being recorded right
and
now.
It can, oh, yummy, very sexy.
Oh, yummy, very
well,
sexy.
She said,
was you talking to me?
I'm saying yummy.
Was you talking to me or was you talking
Hold
to
on,
Angel
listen.
Renee?
Let's check the audio. Can you hear us? Hold on.
I know, isn't that just the cutest? She's got bells in her boobs.
Hey, y'all, looking great. Okay. So, someone wants to know how your meal plan's going.
Oh, my God. If you're watching the meal plan. So, okay, this is interesting. It was going incredible. And I had actually lost a ton of weight. And then, unfortunately, what happened, and I'm not quite sure how this has happened or what happened, I started to put on too much muscle. So I put on like 7 pounds of muscle, which increased my weight. So now I'm really big and bulky up top. So my weight increased. What I was trying to do was actually reduce my weight, but I put on too much muscle because of my meal plan, which is high protein with the right macro carbs and fats. I ended up putting on too much muscle. If that answers your question, I'm not quite sure.
That's my answer. I like you just the way you are. Hey guys, we are Marco and Angel Renee, and we are
Miami Swings the Podcast, and welcome to our bi-weekly chit-chat here on SDC. And tonight
we're also taping this, you guys, for our, hold on 1 second, am I supposed to be looking in there?
Okay, so this is where we're looking.
Okay, gotcha.
We're also being taped by another camera so that we can put it on YouTube. So obviously this is for SDC. We're also going to be putting this on YouTube so that you can rewatch it if you would like to.
Yes, so we are taping. So we wanted to just let everybody know who we are and why in the world we are here. Because I know a lot of you, what you're doing right now, you're scrolling through and you're like, whoa, what are those two doing?
Now, there's something I want to tell everybody. Whenever people join this particular podcast on SDC every bi-weekly, they always say, where are the boobs? So tonight, I didn't wear a shirt so that you can see some breasts.
Here be careful
are.
With your words. You want to be able to put it on a...
Okay, breastuses. I have my breastuses.
Okay,
yeah, no, breastuses is okay. I think it's your breastuses that are the offending breastuses on YouTube.
Maybe. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so you're going to be able to see us on YouTube if you want to go back and watch this particular chit-chat. But I am Marco. This is my beautiful wife, Angel Renee. And tonight's subject is going to be...
Jealousy in the lifestyle.
Jealousy in the lifestyle. Now, before we get into jealousy in the lifestyle, Angel Renee just asked me a very, very interesting question. And by the way, your breastuses look very beautiful.
Thank you, but what was the question?
So Angel Renee just asked me, what is it about her that makes her the one for me?
Yeah. Sorry, I was taping because I was going to do a little snippet for Instagram and stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
So it was a very interesting question. You know, spouses don't often ask each other, 15 or 20 years into their marriages, why me? Why do you pick me every day? Why am I the person that you're with? And it's a very interesting, deep subject matter. And we kind of just started to talk about it about 5 minutes before we got online here. And it was really kind of quite thought-provoking.
Well, ironically, I was thinking about it not even in relation to the two of us, which is what provokes me to think, hey, wait a minute, what is it about me that did attract you to me that has nothing to do with the physical?
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, but we're talking about jealousy in the lifestyle.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we better get back on subject then. So jealousy in the lifestyle. You go for it, my darling.
So Marco, what is jealousy?
Okay, jealousy is an emotion that is incredibly healthy. And it's there on purpose to make sure that we are aware of what's going on. It's one of those reactions to an action, whether the action was done on purpose or not. But it's an emotion, and it's there to to really keep us thinking about lots of things that we need to think about. What do you think jealousy is?
So jealousy is a very complex emotion. It can be healthy and it can be unhealthy. It can be both. And that's really like the most important thing, I think, when we talk tonight about it, right, is what jealousy is good and okay and what jealousy is not okay. So we love the interaction with you guys. So if you have any, if you've ever felt jealousy, or you want to tell us about an experience you had or anything like that, please feel free. We, by nature, please correct me if I'm wrong, but we've discussed this before. We, by nature, happen to not be jealous people. However, I have felt a little ping of jealousy. It freaking hurts, man.
Me
it's
too.
Painful.
So I have found a way of using my jealous emotions as a turn-on and as an exciting feeling.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 you have.
And I actually kind of force my jealous feelings to force that inner emotion that I don't normally feel to give me a new emotion that can be either felt as a fear or as an excitement. And it really is a frame of mind on how you position that feeling. And for me, I've been able to position jealousy as an excitement.
Okay.
Your bottom looks adorable.
Thank you. I just wanted to be able to take this. So there. Let's see if your face is enough. Okay, I tried. So you definitely don't. So you rarely. Have you ever been jealous? I think one time you felt tiny pang of jealousy.
So for me, it's not an action. It's a word, and we just actually so. We interact with a lot of people sexually and emotionally and in a deep way in the sex world. And Angel Renee can have a lot of sexual experiences. And I found that she used one word on a rolling basis with one person that I personally found to be a jealous experience that wasn't healthy for me.
What was the word? I don't remember. I don't know.
You don't remember? Come on already. Dig deep.
Was it I really wanna?
No.
what was it?
It wasn't I really wanna do anything. It was Angel Renee would say to this person that I miss you.
Oh, yeah.
She would tell this man in the morning, send him a text to say, oh, I really miss you.
Oh, yeah.
Or I miss you. But the problem was, for me, it wasn't... If she misses someone, I think that's a very positive thing to miss anybody. And to tell them how you feel.
Yeah, terrible.
But because she said it continuously over a period of time, I actually had a pang of jealousy. And it wasn't a healthy jealousy. Do you remember? And I came...
And you know what's so sad? It wasn't even true. It was my job. I'd started this new camming job, right? Where I'm online doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to learn of how to respond back. So when people would say things, I would just try to come up with anything quick. It's early in the morning, trying to get to the gym, trying to get the coffee on, blah, blah, blah. So I'd be like, oh, I miss you. Thank you. I miss you. Because whatever.
Actually, no. Yeah. So let's step back. It was a bit more constructive than that. It was, hi, good morning, baby. I miss you. Or, hey, good afternoon, baby.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about you.
Oh, yeah.
And I miss you. But I know in reality that you didn't actually mean it in a loving, giving, wanting way.
Well, I actually didn't mean it at all.
No, I know. But when I read it and it was repetitive, it was only because it was repetitive, only with one person. Because you happened to be speaking to about 15 to 20 people.
Yeah.
But that same sentence kept on happening with one person. So I actually had a moment, which is very unnatural or unusual for me, where I did feel jealous and I didn't harbor the thought.
Harbor?
I didn't keep the thought inside. I said it out loud.
Oh, yeah.
I came straight up to Angel and I said, you know, I want to tell you that I'm having some jealous experiences with what you're saying to this guy, and I would like for us to talk about it.
Well, and for me, it was work, so it wasn't experience-based or emotionally based. And so because it is in the lifestyle, but this... Ironically, ironically, Marco's not talking about in the lifestyle. He's talking about me having a camming job where I'm having to message people back. And it was my first week, so I kind of started on this role of not knowing exactly what to say, right? So I kind of used that too loosely with no meaning, obviously, whatsoever. Someone I've never met, seen, spoke to, anything like that. So, but here's the thing. So if here's the lesson, here's the golden ticket, right? It's how you handle it. When he said that to me, I didn't get defensive. I wasn't dismissive. I wasn't upset.
That's right.
I wasn't.
You were very practical.
Even emotional. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that you felt like that. And I explained and I actually just explained that in a way, it was a little ironic because the jealousy. There was no basis or no foundation for it, none, zero. But if you don't explain that to the person, then they don't quite
get it. Yeah, do you know, what you just said I actually think is quite common. Like, yeah. I personally think that quite a lot of our jealousies that we experience and we don't talk about don't have any foundation or basis that's really, that's purposeful by the other person.
Well, what's so funny is mine had no basis, but to him it did. He actually kissed someone, so there was a basis, and I felt jealousy.
Tell me about that jealous feeling.
Well, she looked like me, so that did not make me happy either. Maybe if she'd had tattoos, friggin' dark hair,
which one was this?
Or even darker or anything, someone that looked opposite of me, I would have been happy.
I don't remember who that was.
Yes, in friggin' Vegas, at the mansion house party, in the back when you kissed her with your tongue.
I did?
And I was not happy.
I can't remember who it was.
Because you were drinking, but we've had the conversation. Oh. Anyway, here's the point.
Apparently, I kissed someone that looked just like Angel Renee, used my tongue, and I can't even remember. Which
oh, no, you
really
remember. Because we talked about this in other podcasts about how I had a pang of jealousy.
Oh, okay.
But okay, so here's the thing. Jealousy, there's good jealousy, there's bad jealousy. Good jealousy is, hey, baby, for your job, you're telling someone that you miss them, and I'm saying don't worry about it, and you're saying, okay, that's good jealousy. Now, bad jealousy is, oh, she's lying, she's not telling the truth, I'm going to stalk her, let me see your phone, and you become obsessive, and you become sick about it, and you become maybe mean or rude to the other person about it. That's bad jealousy.
Now, can we just take a step back, and would you mind just reading any comments to see if anybody had anything to say about jealousy?
Tits, please, and LOL.
Tits,
please.
Oh, I did just show you the boobage.
And LOL. Yeah, guys. So we're not here to actually do that stuff at the moment. But if you want to hear us talk about jealousy, you definitely can. But also, do you have anything else to say about it?
Well, I think jealousy can be used as a very sexy add-on to the swing lifestyle, and I think it can be engineered and geared and processed to make you feel excited about an impending sexual experience you're going to have prior to the experience, as long as you're open to knowing it's a healthy jealousy and it's not a jealousy that's fearful of loss. It's a jealousy of actually, I'm not quite sure, but it's I've managed to be able to engineer my jealousy to be a sexy, helpful, sexy feeling.
Yeah. See, so I find jealousy to be like, so
rip the heart out.
Oh yeah,
rip it out.
It's going down, baby.
Oh my god.
But again, we don't get. I mean, we're talking each about maybe. And again, his wasn't even the thing. Ironically, the thing you're talking about wasn't even in the lifestyle, that was with my job. But have you ever had jealousy in a lifestyle experience, not a job experience, a paid job where I'm trying to get paid and just trying to make a dollar? Like an actual experience.
So no, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I haven't had a moment of jealousy in the lifestyle because I understand, and we've discussed, that the lifestyle is an accessory and an add-on to our relationship and not a need for our relationship. So I really don't get jealous.
No, you don't get jealous.
Well, And I also think that jealousy is an internal emotion that somebody has about a fear of loss or something. And
yes.
I personally don't fear things. So I don't harbor that feeling of, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and I'm going to deal with what happened when it happened and just move on. So that fear element I tend not to have.
So, and that actually goes with what someone's asking you.
Okay.
They're saying, if you watched me with a stud,
which I have many times.
Is that hot, healthy, playful jealousy? Is that even jealousy, though?
So, yeah, there is a moment of jealousy that I turn into an erotic feeling or an exciting feeling. It's almost like I dare you to take my candy bar away. And then,
uh-huh.
Do you want to see how nice and tasty my candy bar is? Because when you've tasted it...
Oh, it's very tasty.
You're going to like how tasty
it
was.
It's very tasty.
So I think we spoke about this before, where there's two kinds of guys, right? One guy that wants to share his bike, and the other guy that wants to keep his bike because it's the best bike in the neighborhood. My jealousy exhibits itself in, I might be jealous, but I really want to share my bike because it's the best bike in the neighborhood. And when you get on it, you're going to be more jealous of me than I am of you because I have the best bike. So I use jealousy in a slightly different manner.
Tell me
about your inner depth of jealousy.
I don't have it either. But I do get a pang of jealousy once in a while when I see you getting pleasure. I don't know how to explain it. But I do feel it. But you know what? We actually, you guys, just so you know, when we come on here, we talk like we know everything. We're literally figuring it out as we go, just like you guys are.
Absolutely.
We just have a lot of years in it now, so a lot of experiences, and we happen to be open and sharing it with you.
Yeah, I think in the lifestyle, when we play as a couple, like we never play alone. So we're always, when you're having an experience with, say, a guy, I'm normally involved in that experience, so I'm in it.
Yes, you're not down in the lobby, which other people do.
Yeah, and when we play with a couple, when you're kissing another guy and I'm kissing his wife or his girlfriend, we're both in it. So I don't think that we have many moments where we can stand back and think about jealousy.
So someone, I don't know if they're asking you or I'm not sure if it's a question to you for your missus. Hello. But the person before that, is because you're so proud of her, I think they're asking you, is it because you're proud of me? I don't know. Does it have anything to even do with that?
So I think, jealousy is such a deep, intense emotion. And it's a protective emotion. You know, you get jealous because you're going to protect yourself from fear, harm, or...
Yes, I totally agree.
A something. So I think I get jealous. I've just managed to turn that jealousy into a sexy feeling or an excitable feeling instead of a fear feeling. And that's just something that I've been able to do.
Well...
I don't think everybody can do it. I don't know whether you can do it.
Oh, no, I totally can do it. Yes, absolutely. I absolutely 100% can do it. Because jealousy really is a complex emotion, but it's a fear. It's a fear of loss. And if the most important thing in the world to you is your partner, and you're in any sort of fear of maybe losing them or losing what you have, it can be terrifying. And it's really hard to process.
Yeah,
so
I would agree.
Yeah, we aren't really necessarily... experts in giving you the tools to deal with the extreme jealousy.
I think what we can do is use our experience and say when you have these feelings to explore them until they're explored to the end, so that whatever that fear is, it's diminished.
Yeah, and to figure out is it a healthy jealous versus an unhealthy jealous.
Absolutely.
Jealousy. Healthy jealousy is a little bit. It comes, it goes, it doesn't last.
I would
last.
Love to know.
You
if,
don't lose sleep over
if anybody's
it.
Listening to us, and you've
communicate,
been
communicate, check in.
Yeah, and you've been playing with another couple, Have you ever looked across at your spouse and had that moment of jealousy where you're like in fear of loss in that moment where you where your wife is or your husband is with somebody else? Has anybody felt that moment of jealousy during that moment of play where you've looked across and seen your spouse with somebody else?
So, you know, I have not. When we've when there's been four people together, I have not. When it's just me, you and I and a third, which has always pretty much been a man for us, you don't get jealous, you like that feeling, so it's definitely a healthy jealousy.
Well, you know, I think I explained, I do get jealous, but I am able to turn that into a sexy feeling and a positive emotion, or an excitable emotion.
So, okay, guys, can you tell we're off the cuff here? This is serious. Do you think that feeling that you just said, do you think that is... nature versus nurture? Do you think you were born that way? Do you think you've learned it? What do you even know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, a great question.
Yes, I'm on fire tonight.
You are on fire, girlfriend. So that's deep. So let's just think of that. So I would say where I grew up, there wasn't a place to be jealous. Because nobody had anything. No one had any expectation of having things.
No, but two people.
But I grew up in a very sexually open environment where sharing or having sex with somebody else or kissing really wasn't connected to loss.
And okay. Well, so when we first met, you
always... Does that make sense?
Yes. And actually, because you would always say to me that he's going to get a kick out of this. When we first met, Marco had to say to me, sex is not love. And I was like, yeah, that's freaking wrong. So, wrong. But
sex is
totally
love.
Yeah. But yet when I was a young lady, I didn't do a lot, but I did try some stuff, and you're right. I did have sex that wasn't love, but for somehow I think you start having babies and life and loss and things, and all of a sudden sex is love, but sex is not love.
No, you know.
You can make love, but.
I mean, even from a primal point of view, sex is for procreation and or recreation.
Yes.
And one could say that the stroking of somebody's hair or a kiss on the cheek or the look in somebody's eyes is more love than a penis in vagina experience or a loss of sexual inhibition. So I think love is so many other things except for the sexual component of a relationship or life.
Yeah. I think we have someone that wants to
have sex with us.
That was earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't read all of it, so if I miss something and it's super duper important to you, just put it in all caps if it's not about boobs or
so
whatever.
So tell me what it was, because I can't see.
Someone just had something. Bad jealousy can lead to betrayal trauma. It happened to them recently. They were betrayed. Now, listen.
Yeah, that's a whole different category of betrayal is something else. That's a whole different discussion.
It is a whole different discussion because I'm trying to understand you. Bad jealousy led to betrayal. Do you mean that person was jealous of you? That person felt jealousy and betrayed you? I'm not quite sure. I'm trying to put that. No, we may have to just clarify a little.
I mean, yeah, that story is probably a lot deeper than one line for sure.
Yeah, but.
But can they do jingle bells?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, so
I want to help. We want to help you, I'm not sure. Betrayal, so, that's horrible.
So jealousy is.
I'm sorry that happened.
Really, any kind of any negative emotion. Just so you know, we're always in, and Angel Renee will tell you, we're always in marriage boot camp because we're always, even after 15 years of intensity, we're still trying to figure out always a way forward to be positive as a couple and to get over our own hurdles.
Oh, yeah, we're in marriage boot camp
right now. We're definitely in marriage boot camp right now, and it's terrible to be in that for the month of December. But
No, no. It's,
but fortunately...
things happen for a reason.
Yeah, but fortunately, whenever something like jealousy comes up, and like the moment that I felt recently when I read something and it was... and I had a jealous moment, which is very unusual for me. And it was really... like, if we were to really delve deeper, it wasn't a jealousy thing. It was a moment of, I thought, of loss. Of loss of angels missing me in the morning, and she was missing somebody else. So it really, like, if I even dug deeper, it may not be jealousy I was feeling. It might have been loss that I was feeling.
Actually, I just figured it out.
And more loss of her needing me in the morning instead of somebody else's connection. And I think when anybody is in the lifestyle, I really think that you need to be able to hash out these discussions of jealousy, loss, misrepresentation in a scenario that's misunderstood. Because when you can get past all of that stuff and then continuously turn those emotions into a positive sexual experience with whoever you're going to interact with again, or even just your spouse, I think... there's an upside to it, but and you got to talk. You got to hash it out.
So,
what do you say is the hardest thing to do?
So this is so funny. We always because we've been doing a lot of educational things recently, and we're going to tell you how to find us a little bit better. But in our education, we always say to you guys, any conversation that's hard to have is the conversation that must be had. We've had arguments where he doesn't even want to have the conversation, and I say,
oh,
Marco,
yeah, plenty.
You've got to remember, any conversation that's too hard to have means you definitely got to
have. Yeah, we probably had three in the last 2 weeks that I definitely did not want to have.
Yeah, and I know he did not want to have them, but look at where we are now, and it was worth it. So I think, especially when you're in the lifestyle, there's not really more issues that come up than there are in regular life, let's be honest, but there's different. And there's not as many people to talk to. A lot of you can't talk to maybe your parents or your best friend. Or, okay, so say you're in the lifestyle and you're one of the kind of people that has to be secret. Who do you talk to?
So say somebody's in a play experience, they're in a club, and they have a moment of jealousy because they look across and their spouse or their partner or their friend that they're with is kissing, touching, stroking, or being intimate with somebody else, and they have that moment where it's an incredibly jealous feeling. What would be the way forward? How can they deal with that in that very minute moment in an incredibly high energy, stressful, loud experience?
I think... seriously, remember this very moment right here and think to yourself, is this a good jealousy or a bad jealousy? Is this a good jealousy or a bad jealousy? And if your instinct is saying this is a very bad jealousy, then there is definitely a reason for that instinct and you need to go figure out what's going on. If you say no, okay, it's just a tiny little pang, it hurt for a second, it's because I've never seen my partner maybe do this particular thing in this particular moment and it's new, let me see it and feel it out. But listen, first of all, listen to your gut. If it's a tiny little stab and it goes away and you think about this moment, you're like, okay, this is a good jealousy.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Do you think it would be helpful for a couples prior to having a couples experience or a singles experience or a club experience or a going to meet another couple experience to talk about the possible things that they could feel jealous about? Or do you feel like it's something that one has to talk about once the experience is had or passed or in the middle of? Because one would say, is it worth bringing it up before when it never existed, or should one bring it up after once it does exist?
I think anytime anybody wants to talk about anything, both people need to be willing to discuss it. That's what I think. I think if it never occurs to anybody to bring it up and then it happens, then you got to deal with it.
But if
Marco's doing that, listen, you can find us at miamiswings.com. Miami Swings.
Yeah, just go, actually, if you put it in Google, Miami Swings, and or go to YouTube and do Miami Swings. We need as many people to watch our videos on YouTube as possible. I think we're just at about 70 videos, educational videos. And or if you go to iTunes, obviously, I think we may have around about 60 or 70 on iTunes as well that you can listen to, and Stitcher and all the rest of it. But we need as many people to go to YouTube and like and subscribe, please.
Yes, Do you want to... okay, Marco has some very exciting news about that we want to share with you guys about Sexbox subscription.
Yeah, so there's an incredible product that we have that we're involved in. It's called Sexbox subscription, Sexbox subscription. You can find it on the internet, just Google Sexbox subscription. It's different tiers that they deliver sexy stuff to you every month to your house, from condoms to dildos to strap-ons to lots of play toys and fishnets
and stuff for the ladies.
Yeah, lots of super, super, super seriously sexy stuff. You subscribe to it for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, or a year, right?
You know what? Yes, you can. And it all, not only that, but obviously...
But it helps support our show.
It totally helps support our show. Because we don't get paid for this. We do it because we truly love it. And we feel like if you do it right in the lifestyle, it can be a lifestyle.
This is definitely for those couples that either want to hold parties or want to have a sex... if you don't like to go into a sex store... But you want to have card games and all of these sexy things that you see online. It's delivered to your house, to your home, in a very nondescript box, super, super sexy.
And then if you want to see your girlfriend or your wife or your significant other,
please,
be excited. Get her a box that she knows is going to come, even if it's going to come for the next 3 months.
Absolutely.
When you tell her, guess what I got you, and every month... let me tell you, so say you're having a week where, you know, it's a little humdrum, or maybe you have kids or life or work or stress, or everybody's got something going on, right? So
love to play
something
sometimes.
Exciting to be able to open up together.
Yeah, and then there's the last thing, that if you purchase this, it also helps support our podcast and our educational programs. It's South Beach South Tan.
Oh, yeah, look how tan I am.
South Beach South Tan.
I did this a week ago.
Is a self-tan that you can have delivered to your house, and southbeachselftan.com. And that's also a box you can do monthly, or you can just buy the individual products. They both help support the show, and so the more help that we can get, the better, and the more shows we can do.
Do I look like a tan, Mrs. Claus?
You look like a naughty Barbie doll Santa Claus girl that's going to be sitting on my lap in about 20 minutes kissing me right here.
Mm.
A little kiss right there.
Are we in the lifestyle?
Oh, yeah, I believe we're in the lifestyle.
Are we enjoying all the fabulous, wonderful people we've been meeting recently?
We have. I don't think that we're having sex with enough people.
No, we're not. But again, we're human. And it's my fault.
You know, one of the misnomers, and this is very, very interesting, and I just want to say it out loud just as a part of the program, is that people think that people in the lifestyle are always having sex with other people. It's not always the case. Sometimes it's just the lifestyle and being around beautiful, sexy people that are open to discussing the things that are hard to discuss that the lifestyle is about. It's not always to do with penis and vagina intercourse. Sometimes it's to do with being with a group of people that are open enough to talk about all the things that are not going to be brought up at a normal dinner party.
And we love sexy party.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I totally interrupted you, and we're working on the interrupting thing. Yeah. But listen, if anybody's finished.
Yes, if anybody would like to connect with us and have sex with us, and you're a pretty couple, please connect.
Well, I was going to say I got to be another model. I was a sushi model.
Oh, you were.
Naked sushi model,
yes.
Like a year and a half ago. I was just the dessert model, naked dessert
model.
So
Angel Renee was a model laying in this middle of a lifestyle party, completely naked, with dessert all over her body, and people would come over and just eat the dessert off her from their mouth.
So if anyone
very
in South Florida is having an event or a party and would like me to do it, I personally find it very erotic. Marco does not get jealous about me doing it at all. No jealousy. A little bit of
protection.
Protection, but no jealousy.
A little bit protection.
But yeah, if anybody needs a little naked
model.
Would
you mind just reading a couple of the comments that we just received?
Following guys, love the energy. It's so authentic. Yes, super authentic. Thank you for love to play sometime. Great topic to explore. Let us see your beautiful breasts. and that's pretty much it. But before we go, I need to say a bunch of stuff.
You have the floor.
YouGotMiamiSwings.com. Please check out our website. We're on TikTok, Miami Swings Podcast on TikTok. On Facebook, it's Miami Swings. On Instagram, Miami Swings Podcast. Basically, on all social media, put in Miami Swings or Miami Swings Podcast. Please follow us, us, send us a message. If you send Marco an email, he'll always respond. It may take a while. It's going to take a while, especially with the holidays.
Lastly, every 2 weeks we do this on SDC, and then we post them on all of the podcast sites. Now, what's important is the subject matter tonight was jealousy in the lifestyle. Yes. I think that one can take a moment with their spouse and explore the ideas and the discussion of jealousy.
I won't use any of your things.
That's okay. So I think anyone that's watching that really wants to listen is sit down and talk with your spouse about jealousy and about what they might be jealous about, and then find a way forward from that, because the unsaid is always the worst. But once you've said it, it's out there, and the other person in a moment of heated arousal can then know whether they're going into a place that might cause you some stress or jealousy prior to the jealousy happening. Or then you can perhaps explore that feeling and see whether that jealousy feeling can be turned around to become an excited feeling once you've experienced the jealousy for the first time. Or you can decide not to do it again. But talk about it, discuss it, and really push the boundaries of that discussion. Because the more you talk, the easier all of these little elements in the lifestyle become.
Yeah, and I did kind of say it before.
You touched my wiener. Right there.
Well, that's not that big. Wow, lucky me. Woo-hoo. No, but you know, the truth is the other person's jealousy is most likely a fear of loss, or a fear of who knows what. It could be anything, a past experience, not being good enough, or anything.
There's so many things.
Their fear. If you attack their fear, all you're doing is feeding a fire that was more than likely, probably, let's just say you're not doing, I'm just going to go with the jealousy feeling that someone felt. You weren't doing anything wrong. You don't fuel it with more fire and defensiveness. Fuel with it, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I didn't realize. I'm so sorry. Because that's all they're needing is reassurance. They need reassurance.
Oh, I love that. Definitely reassurance.
Did you see reassurance?
That's all I needed. That's all I needed the other week when you were telling someone that I miss you.
Thought about that. This is in the lifestyle. He's talking about. Okay. Well, I guess he's talking about jealousy in the full world.
Thought you was discounting me continuously.
No. Well, I thought we were talking about jealousy in the lifestyle, not with my job. Because my job
Well, that's
involved.
Still in the sexual lifestyle.
I guess.
So, anyway, please come and see us at miamiswings.com. And you get to see this pretty girl again in 2 weeks. I wonder what she's going to be dressed in, because it's Christmas week. It's actually going
to be...
Well,
it'll be after Christmas. It'll be... Actually, I already know what we're going to wear. I just haven't told him yet.
Is it the 26th or the 27th?
The 27th.
So we are really going to be in the festive spirit.
Yeah, I already know. He doesn't know it yet, but he has two choices. Yeah, we're going to look... We're going to try to look nice and look fun.
Could you do Jingle Bells for me one more time?
Okay, listen, guys, before we forget, sexboxsubscription.com if you want to support us. Get your significant other a subscription to Sexbox. I promise you're going to have a lot of fun.
And it's all good.
Or if you're looking for something for the holidays for your significant other and they like tanner and shimmer and girly stuff and skin stuff, southbeachselftan.com.
You want to tell everybody?
I'm never without it. I've never not worn it.
You want to tell everybody how you're going to miss them when you see them in 2 weeks and goodbye for now?
No, because I listen to what you say and I care about your feelings. So.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah.
I want to feel jealous by the end of next week.
Well, those pictures of that person you sent to me should be making me feel jealous already. Freaking 12-pack of abs. Good God.
15-pack of abs.
Good God.
His abs went from his toes all the way up to his forehead.
Actually, he was just...
He wasn't real.
All he was abs.
That was a piece of candy.
Maybe.
You want to eat that piece of candy?
Maybe.
You want to lick that?
All of a sudden, I just had a hankering for a piece of candy. It's just a sucking candy. Okay, guys, listen, we can do this too long. If anybody wants to follow us, I think you know where to follow us. Just put Miami Swings in anywhere and you'll find us. And send us a message and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Cheerio for now. My name is Marco and I really appreciate you guys stepping in to chat with us.
Yes, have a great holiday.
This was Angel
Merry
Renee.
Merry Christmas and all that good stuff.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it's going to be when you eat that piece of candy.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to go turn the camera off?
Yeah, no, it's a bad idea. I want to pour a glass of wine and finish watching that terrible, scary TV show
all right.
I'm watching.
Cheerio for now.
Bye, guys. South Beach South Tan, it's not just a tan, it's a lifestyle, free of dyes, full of shimmer. SouthBeachSelfTan.com.
I can't believe that we've just received our very first Sex Box subscription at Cratejoy. And it's super exciting to do the unboxing with you guys today. So we actually, Angel and A just picked it up from the front porch. And here it is. It's heavy. It's in a very, very lovely box. What do you think of the box?
I wanted to feel the weight of it.
Feel the weight of it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is heavy.
There's a lot of stuff inside, I'm sure. So this, I think, is box number one that everybody will receive when they subscribe to Sexbox subscription. So let's start the unboxing, my darling,
okay.
And let's see how it goes. So on the front it says, thank you for your order.
Yeah.
Very unassuming,
yeah.
Nice and easy to receive on the front porch.
Yeah,
didn't look like a sex box.
Right, but it has a little sexiness.
I love the flowers. It's like, is that roses or fire or something?
No, it's like red smoke.
It's like red lava smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look.
Can we open?
Oh my gosh, so here we are. Let's show everybody. So we're unboxing, first time, Sexbox subscription written on the inside. It has a little card here that says truth or dare. Do you want to pick it up?
Sure.
What does it say?
So you have to pick truth or dare.
Okay. Oh gosh. Dare.
Dare. Strip down to your birthday suit and quickly run in front of the window.
Oh, okay, that's easy. What was the truth?
If you had to describe your lover's butt to someone, how would you describe it?
Oh, like a rose. Okay, so
okay,
you can go next.
So
here we are, unboxing. Open this puppy up and let's see what's inside.
I like how clean it is.
Very, very clean.
Yeah,
it's super
clean.
Full. Like, you couldn't put anything else in here.
No. So this is what it looks like on the inside.
There we go.
I'm just wondering.
Let's pick her up.
See something spilling out that I'm obsessing over.
Uh-oh.